This generator helps power one of two underwater electric barriers in the Chicago Sanitary and Ship Canal, about 25 miles southwest of the city. The stronger of the two barriers needs routine maintenance. While the barrier is offline, federal and state agencies say they want to make sure large fish known as Asian carp don't get past the remaining barrier and into Lake Michigan, where the carp's big appetite might disrupt the food chain. So the scientists have launched a plan to dump a poison called rotenone into a 6-mile stretch of the canal, both above and below the electric barriers. John Rogner is with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources.
And I can sum up my comments in 6 words. It's time to man the barricades.
Rogner and dozens more employees of many state and federal agencies have set up shop along the canal near Lockport, Illinois. Their staging area, complete with trucks, buses, boats, generators, and tents, is like a small city. 7 employees of the Wisconsin DNR were scheduled last night to help spray rotenone from the bank of the canal. Fisheries ecologist Paul Cunningham says he didn't mind working on what was to be a cold and blustery evening.
We're used to fall treatments. We've done treatments under the ice, so it's par for the course for us.
As night fell and steam began rising from what looked like milk chocolate-colored waters, boats left the staging area and headed upstream, scaring ducks out of the water. By tonight, workers will begin to dump in another substance to detoxify the canal. They hope to haul out all the dead fish by Sunday. This week's efforts come after a recent announcement that carp DNA has been found upstream from the electric barriers, just about 8 miles from Lake Michigan. Yesterday, Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett praised the rotenone treatment, but stepped up their calls to close shipping locks and dams between the electric barriers and the big lake. Josh Mogerman of the Natural Resources Defense Council says he agrees with the politicians.
The last line of defense really is these physical barriers, the locks, that will stop this threat to the health of the entire Great Lakes system in the form of the Asian carp.
Federal agencies say all control options are being considered, but Colonel Vincent Quarles of the Army Corps of Engineers sounds a note of caution.
When you think of something that would be the magnitude of closing an infrastructure like a lock or a dam, you need to carefully consider what the impacts could be.
The tugboat and barge industry says closing the locks would increase the prices of some goods that would have to be placed on trucks and other modes of transportation. But sport fishing groups say the cost to taxpayers would be much higher if enough Asian carp get into the Great Lakes and start reproducing. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, near Lockport, Illinois.